where you'll find me.
No sugar. That's how we do it. The green machine. That's how we do it. Alhamdulillah.
Got a whole group who's come down to experience Sarajevo.
Ilmfeed.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh mashallah. We got our brother from Ilmfeed.
Mashallah. How you doing? I've seen your videos when you've come in previously as well, mashallah. And when I said, look, it's the most beautiful place in Europe. I've traveled all over Europe, right? But look, it's one of the most, if not the most beautiful place in Europe, in my opinion. You guys need to go. For us, it's, there's so many halal places. There's something for everyone over here. And me personally, I've always said that you'd rather go to a country where there are Muslim brothers and sisters to support them, especially in terms of the history, the recent history after the war, what the Bosnians have gone through.
So now you got Ilmfeed and the Deen Show making the connection in Sarajevo. We'll see you guys here too also, inshallah.
Yes,
Alhamdulillah.
How are you? Very good to see you, mashallah.
How are you?
Nice to see you again.
It's Bobby, producer, director, camera, everything.
How's the flight?
It's good. 2 hours, man. Yeah. Two hours direct. That's it.
Was it 2 hours?
That was the shortest flight that I ever took to Sarajevo.
Now we got a direct line coming in from London to Sarajevo.
Direct.
How does that
two
happen?
2 hours.
Who's making it happen?
Fly Bosnia.
Yeah?
Fly Bosnia's making it happen.
Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
It's brother from the Deen Show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I follow your program every time.
Nice to meet you.
Mashallah. I was watching your program for the last time. We were making Adan up and then down.
Yeah.
In Sarajevo, no?
What you got? Up or down?
Turn it up.
Turn it up, bro.
Yeah, up, up. It's the Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Sheikh? How are you doing? Welcome to Sarajevo.
Thank you. I've been here before, you know.
Yeah.
I recognize you. I do watch the Deen Show every now and again.
Mashallah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we got everybody from the UK here in Sarajevo, huh? Mashallah. So we got Birmingham. Birmingham.
Bradford. And London.
The UK connection now to Sarajevo.
Yeah, enjoy your show, mashallah. Keep the good work.
Yeah, so traveling just
no, I think it's going to be the beginning.
Big fan of yours.
Nice to you. See you. UK in the house. Which part
UK?
Which London. London? London. We got a Londoner here. In Sarajevo.
Yeah,
first time?
Yeah, first time. Can I just take a quick picture with you?
Actually, you can take one of here.
Yeah, of course.
How are you
from?
Where are you from?
Which part? Manchester in the house.
Yeah.
First time in Sarajevo?
Yeah, first time, and I'm loving
Inshallah.
It. Absolutely loving
Alhamdulillah.
It. And it's loved to, nice to meet this brother as well.
Alhamdulillah. In Sarajevo.
Yes.
Alaikum salam.
How are you?
Decent.
Mashallah, good to meet you. See you online a lot, mashallah. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Where are you? You're from
UK.
Which part?
Birmingham.
We got another Birmingham. I think we got more. So far, I'm trying to count. I think we got four Birminghams so far.
Are you from Birmingham?
No, I'm from London.
Okay.
All right, so keep counting now. We counted Manchester. We got London. Another Birmingham.
Are you
in Sarajevo?
Group?
Nice to meet you.
How
are you?
How are you doing, bro?
Thank you.
How are you?
Arkadaş, arkadaş. So, we are from Turkey.
Oh, mashallah, assalamu alaikum.
But representing halal cooking, alaikum salam.
Okay.
Okay.
I like your t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. You're from Turkey too?
Yeah, I'm together.
Merhaba, merhaba.
Turkey. Merhaba.
Osmanlı. We got our brother from Turkey. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Anwar is our COO.
How are you?
It is mashallah, very busy YouTuber and a big dai as well. He's a good friend of mine as well.
I have watched his YouTube channel.
Yes, of course.
In Sarajevo, we got the whole UK crew.
That's
here.
It.
Yeah.
And we brought him here.
Alhamdulillah. Islam channel now.
Direct. Direct, all the way. Yes. No more connection. Direct. Alhamdulillah.
He speaks Bosnian. Did you guys know that? Kako si?
Dobro.
Saima.
Nema ništa.
Mashallah. That's cool, huh?
Puno rad nema para. Ovo je Bosna.
That's
Bosnian.
You guys understand? Mashallah.
We are also from the UK.
So we're here, we're about to hit the Bas Çarşıya, that's the where the east meets west, the main area there, Sarajevo, with the UK Sarajevo connection. we get a lot of the words from the Turkish language, right? Allah imanet, I think that's
Allah imanet,
right?
Salam alaikum.
Merhaba. That's Turkish, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, Allah imanet and merhaba are both Turkish. So you are using both as well, right?
I'm from Luton, yeah.
So you got one Luton and you're from?
And then from Nottingham. Robin Hood County, Robin Hood Place.
Yeah. That's why we're about to hit the cable cars up on the top, so we get a beautiful view of the city here in Sarajevo. Come on, let's do it.
Can we say Allahu Akbar really loud?
Bit će mi zadovoljstvo. Pratimo onaj rad i da tala nagradi.
Amin, hvala.
Svako dobro, ono, fantastično.
Amin, alhamdulillah.
I mean, the coexistence, the Muslims in Bosnia have been historically known for coexistence, and safeguarding this coexistence was, I think, entrenched in the culture of the Muslim men here. And history is full of these stories. Haggadah is one example, and now they are working on a project of preserving that Haggadah, where most of the intellectuals, people who are influenced, are...
What's the Haggadah for people who don't know? That's the religious Jewish...
Yeah, one of the oldest religious Jewish scripture that was, in fact, Sarajevo preserved between the two world wars. And the Muslim family was in charge of preserving that this scripture. They were responsible for that one. And I mean, we are happy to really present to the world that Muslims never retaliated to aggression from the other side. This is part of our religion, part of Islam,
yeah.
Part of Islam and the worldview. Yeah,
that kind of that totally debunks, you know, the common narrative that Muslims are anti-Semitic. You know,
no, that's I mean, whoever reads the history can really witness the opposite, in fact. Yeah. And we can go on, brings like, the examples.
Seems like people ain't reading much.
No, too much.
Fox News and media. Huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Is it true that the Muslims were saving the Jews at one point by putting them in the niqab?
Yes, traditional clothes. And also the history has documented such an incident, and to witness that and to support that evidence from the recent war, when the enemy forces attacked Muslims, destroyed the mosques, the Muslims here, they never retaliated. They preserved the churches. They preserved.
That's what you were talking about.
That coexistence, and so that's my point.
No churches were destroyed during during the genocide here against the Muslims.
No. Yeah. There was never organized attack on any of other religious group or any other ethnic groups.
Yeah.
And that was thanks to our heritage.
Thanks to Islam.
Thanks to Islam. Yeah. So part of the parcel of the culture and the worldview of the Muslim.
Yeah, this is amazing. So you had the sanctity of churches during the greatest genocide. This was the greatest genocide after World War II.
Exactly.
Here in Bosnia, right?
Yeah. And I think everybody should come here, visit Srebrenica, visit the history, rethink the recent history, just to take the lessons, and the world can learn from the experience of the recent history in Bosnia, how in fact you come up with the positive response to such horrific events that took place at the time.
Beautiful.
That's
You said take Shahada before we go on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ready. Make sure. Yeah, right.
The other day.
We always do. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, and Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the last and final messenger sent to mankind. Let's do it. Come on.
Get in.
Back at the UK connection here.
Almost on the top.
This beautiful view up here. Let's check it out. Come on, put that finger up. That's representing the pure monotheism. That God Almighty is only one. Yeah. I mean, which part? Birmingham, London, or
Luton?
We got Luton House. Assalamu alaikum, how you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Birmingham?
No, I'm from London.
London. We got London.
From Oldham. London.
We got London.
Originally from Oldham, but I've been for the last 25 years in London.
We got the UK Sarajevo connection now. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Tako ide, dobro, ha? Mashallah. Bismillah. Scared of heights.
Theme park in the UK that has cable cars running from one end of the park to the other park. Halfway through,
stopped.
At the highest point, stopped and dropped. Technical problem. Half an hour it was hanging. My kids were in. Absolutely.
And you still come on this?
Hey? Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, isn't it?
We're going to interview you now. You do too many interviews, you need a rest.
I asked him to bring one out, man.
So now we'll sit on the floor over there.
I don't want to stand up.
And yeah.
On the table there.
Undiscovered gem in the heart of Europe. I think the next 2 days, through the different groups and tours you will take, you will have an opportunity to experience different natural attractions, different historical attractions, tours, city, history. Everything that a really enjoying new destination, Croatian, Sarajevo, and Bosnia can offer. Our everyday flight to Luton, London. So again, thank you very much for coming here. I'm very pleased to see all of you. And I'm looking forward personally to meeting each one of you. Thank you again.
From one brother over here, looks like Jesus. Let's go say salam real quick. We got one brother here, he looks like Jesus. You see? Jesus had, you know, he's not like portrayed in, you know, many of those white skin, blue eyes. He was darker complexion, wavy hair. He fit the description, and he's Muslim. One who submits to the will of God. That's what Jesus did. Alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Ying hao?
Yeah.
How you like it? How you enjoying Sarajevo? Where are you from?
China.
You're Muslim?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Maybe soon, huh? You can learn more.
Oh, about Islam. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
What's your name again?
Hi.
You know what that means? When we say Salaam Alaikum, it means peace be with you.
That means?
Peace be with you.
Right.
You can hear that a lot in this trip.
Yeah. It's a good learning opportunity. Every hotel should have a prayer room. Do you agree? And if you're going to pray, you don't want to pray to a human being, to materialism, to a statue, to an icon, to an idol. You want to pray to the one who created you, the one God. In Arabic, Allah. In English, God Almighty, the Creator. Allah, the one and only, the irresistible, the most loving, the most kind. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.